What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Police need your help in solving two crimes. In Pasco County, Florida, a warrant has been issued for the arrest of 51-year-old Robert Allen Shelley for the charge of first-degree murder. Shelley murdered 53-year-old Daryl Bland at a homeless camp in Pasco. The police found his body on January 26, 2013. There is a $1,000 reward being offered for any information. In Glenn County, Georgia, police are also looking for information for an unsolved murder case. 40-year-old Peter J. Alston was killed just before midnight on January 28 while sitting in a Dodge Durango. There is a $10,000 reward being offered for this case. To remain anonymous as a silent witness, call 912-264-1333. Check on my website to see a photo of the victim and the suspect in both cases. Anyone with information about either of these cases, feel free to contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.